And I've been with him now, and I'll be with him next 2 weeks from now. We're about getting next Sunday in Delaware, CFO. So be praying for us. But it's just amazing. And the first time I was with him for a whole meeting, I sat there and listened to that boy. And he was throwing it out in philosophical chunks. Oh, his grammar wasn't too good. I could have corrected him a little bit on that, even me. But even I. You know? But boy, he was throwing it out, all kinds of theological insights. And I sat back there and I was happy in a way, but in another way, I said, now, Lord, that's not right. That boy hadn't paid the price to go to school. Not even have a high school, much less a college, not to say anything about seminary. And Lord, you're giving him an authority, an authenticity, a validity, and if you're not careful, you're going to put a premium on ignorance. You know? But even so, this old boy gets in the anointing, and truths come through him like you've never seen. It's just amazing. And it's just one of the most beautiful things, and the reason I'm using him is not to exalt him, but to illustrate the point that I'm discovering this happening in the body of Christ, that Jesus is establishing his rule and reign. But the authority of God will not necessarily come through those who have been elected or appointed in the structure. This is not to say anything detrimental to the structure. It doesn't do any damage to the pastor to realize that spiritual authority can be expressed through the laity. And I'm discovering that those of us who are in the elected place of authority somehow do, like Perry's done this week, sort of help us discover our ministries and help relate these ministries. And more I'm finding that the pastoral, the ecclesiastical role, is to help discover what the Holy Spirit's doing in the midst of the people and letting people have the freedom to start manifesting in authority. The authority of love, where we really speak, thus saith the Lord. Now you're chosen. You're in a peculiar place. Spend much time in secret. Stay established in the root system of God's grace. And above all, be perfected in love. Be perfected in holy love. And as you live in love, you live in God. I thank you, and I thank him.